welcome back. In the next few episodes, I am going to be doing some Kickstarter previews. These are games that were sent to me. They wanted kind of a little podcast preview, so I don't know how long the podcast was, and I didn't want to group them all into one. I feel like it does more justice if I just do maybe a shorter podcast about just, you know, the game of the day, I'll call it. With that being said, there'll probably be no homebrew stuff in the next few episodes, but I guess let's get into it. I'm Eddie Stanton, and this is House Rules and Homebrews. So I guess by now you guys know that I definitely have two hobbies. One is board games, which is something that I guess I started my interest in about 9 years ago. The other one is homebrew and brewing beer in my garage or my basement. And that happened probably 5 years ago. But one thing that I have liked for, you know, my entire life, and I've always just been fascinated with it and playing it and everything like that, is music. And this game that was sent to me, what really intrigued me about it was a music type game. It was a music theme game where you are really competing to pick the best songs, and it's a little music competition and party game, I guess. But it's called the Sound Cipher. Now, this one is on Kickstarter right now, and I'd like to kind of, because some of, and it could be gimmicky a little bit, but some of the things about this game that I really like is actually how it looks. It's a really simple game, and it's only a deck of cards. So kind of like a Cards Against Humanity, but not. The box itself, it looks like a Walkman. I don't know if anybody listening to this grew up in, you know, the 80s and 90s, where you had your Walkman and your big earphones that you would listen to on the bus or whatever. I just, the image or the memory that comes in my head was, I was in ski trip, or I was in a ski club in high school, and I just remember sitting back with my Walkman and, you know, popping a tape in and listening to music going to Mount Snow in Vermont. And the box in this game, that's what it looks like. So you have your, you know, you can see like the cassette tape inside with the rollers and the little plastic rollers that are on cassettes. And then on top it says, which is pretty, you know, funny, I guess, and pretty clever is a better word for it. It says Play Sound Cipher, and they look like, you know, buttons that you would hit, play, pause, rewind type thing. And the cards themselves, the backside of them, they say the Sound Cipher on them, and they look like cassette tapes. So you're literally taking cassette tapes out of a, you know, a Walkman, which is, I don't know, that's a really, really cool idea. Now, as for what is on the cards and what makes this an actual, you know, party game, is on the other side, and they break these up in different genres. So some cards, like, for example, I'm looking at one right now, it says open format, and it's featuring your personal theme song, aka the song that would play when you walk into a room, any genre, any era, time period, you know? So it's anything that you want, it could be. Now, they have different genres of music. So you would, maybe there's one specific for hip-hop or, you know, classic music. And from what I see from the Kickstarter right now is they do have, like, I think five different types of music, whether it's R&B, hip hop, rock. So they really kind of they're if you like all music, you just, grab them all and mix them in. Or if you really don't like, classic rock, you don't have to play with that. Or you don't like rap, you don't have to play with that. You can play with, certain decks, which is pretty cool. And the cards themselves, like, that have the meat and potatoes of the game, they're pretty, they're pretty nice. They look like a cassette tape. They say in the top right, they say an open format or hip hop or artist cards where you would play, a song by a certain artist. And then the bottom right is how many points that's worth. And then the bottom left is, what it says what you would have to do. So what how the game is played is you're going to be drawing these cards. And then you're going to read out what you have to do. So, for example, the one that I just said, where you're choosing your theme song, mine would be like, I don't know, I don't want to pick like an obvious one, like Wild Thing or something like that. But I guess mine would have to be something from Nirvana. It just smells like Teen Spirit or Man, Polly. I guess we could do, which is kind of a messed up song. But you would read this out loud, and then everybody would be kind of thinking of what they were going to play for this song. And then after everybody chooses and plays their music, the group will kind of get or kind of vote on which one was the best. So like Cards Against Humanity, when you're just kind of voting on the best answer, the funniest answer, or whatever, however your group plays it, you're doing the same thing but with music. And I really, really enjoy this because there's things that when I go to a family party, there's always things that we end up arguing about. Like, there's never a straight conversation about these two things, and it's sports. And particularly, it's football. And the other one is music. We're always arguing about, what's the best Queen song or who was better, or Nirvana or Foo Fighters, the whole David Grohl switching from Nirvana to the Foo Fighters, or, well, not really switching. They kind of, Kurt kind of, ended Nirvana. But it was just a really, really neat idea that I thought would work well with, my family. So that's really what piqued my interest the most about this game and why I, contacted the developer and asked them, hey, can I play this and I'll, talk about it on my podcast. And it is pretty good. It's kind of like those like Cards Against Humanity, where people eventually, at least for my group, you're just trying to make something funny. Like, I feel like the way that we always end up with that game is who can come up with the funniest answer. And I feel like that's what would happen with this game. We would just end up like, what's your, the theme song, and it would be something from like Beyonce for me or something. But it is a really, I like the look of the cards. I really, really like how it's almost that 90s, nostalgia that everybody's kind of getting into right now. You see people walking around with Rugrat shirts and the old Nickelodeon, Nickelodeon characters, whether it's like Rocko's Modern Life and whatever. But I really feel like that they hit this well for me, for my generation. And that's really it. It's a pretty straightforward game. It is a decent. The one thing I will say is I am not the hugest or hugest biggest fan of hip hop. I do like it. but there's a lot of hip hop references in here, and I don't think I could pick that many songs. Like, I might be able to pull some from Drake, definitely like Eminem, Drake, and the really, really big artists, but I feel like I am definitely at a disadvantage with like the hip hop cards. So I don't know if I would even put, I might have them, because I know the rest of my family is definitely into hip hop, but it's not something that I would be able to participate in because I'm just like terrible at it, which is another reason why it's such a good idea that they have all of these different genres of music, and I'm just assuming that they're going to broaden from that. But that's really it. Like I said, it's a simple game, it's a party game, and it looks pretty cool. But definitely check out, I have an article on diceitdust.com. So at the bottom of that article, it's really short, has pictures. You'll kind of see what I was looking at while I was talking. And at the comments, you should definitely start talking about it. And if you see the first comment, it's actually by the designer. So you could, even leave a comment and talk to him and what you want to do and what you like about the game, what you don't. But yeah, let him know if you're going to back it. Let me know if you're going to back it, because I did have I do have high hopes for this game, and I think it could be a fun one for a lot of people. But that's it. Like I said, this is going to be pretty short episodes, these little Kickstarter previews, and maybe soon I'll have some of these designers on to talk about it a little bit. But you know what? Until next time, play more games.